So she's flown back into the United States with the FBI. We understand she's touched down in LAX, where obviously police will be very keen to speak with her to see what she knew, if anything, about her partner's planning of what was an enormous, as we now know, mass murder.
Because one of the things the investigators are looking at is this transfer by Paddock of $100,000 to the Philippines just days before he committed the crime.
Exactly right. So we know that she's originally from the Philippines. She's got family there. We know she also travels on an Australian passport. But the fact that he transferred an enormous amount of money over there, we're not. There's no confirmation that it did go to her. There's no confirmation that she knew that that money was coming. But no doubt that's what authorities will be investigating, because they're really keen to get to the bottom of this as to what she knew, if anything, about what Paddock was planning to do.
We seem to be gradually finding out more about Paddock himself. News emerging today that understand he's a former accountant who definitely loved to gamble.
Yeah, he did. And everyone that knew him spoke about that. It was pretty common knowledge that he was a big gambler. He had a lot of big wins and no doubt a lot of big losses as well. His brother said that once he spoke to Paddock when he'd had a win of more than $200,000. So he was a fairly high roller. We understand that he had multiple properties and he'd done fairly well for himself. Financially, he most recently lived in what's been described as a sleepy retirement community not far from Las Vegas here. But yeah, was a big gambler, hence why he was in Las Vegas a lot gambling. So, you know, a really interesting backstory. And again, police just searching for a motive. What caused him to do this? What is it that caused him to fire hundreds and hundreds of rounds into a country music crowd?
Some people might have seen the leaked photos of the casino hotel room. What can you tell us about those?
So, interestingly, what we now know is that he'd actually set up a fairly sophisticated surveillance system himself. So he had cameras hooked up throughout the hotel, including at the front of his room, built into a trolley so that presumably he could see if and when authorities were on their way to him. Also, some visions being released today of the SWAT team as they stormed his room. Very dramatic vision as to what happened there. And, of course, we know now that Paddock himself shot out the door before authorities entered, injuring someone, and then by the time they actually entered the room, he had killed himself. But very dramatic footage that's been released today.
A gun dealer was quoted, this is a guy in North Las Vegas, saying that he actually sold some weapons to Paddock and that Paddock met all the state and federal requirements, including an FBI background check.
Yeah, and, you know, here in Nevada, it's pretty lax in terms of, you know, what you need to do to buy a gun. Certainly by Australian standard, it's pretty lax in general here in the United States, but some states are more lenient than others. Here, it's not that hard. So pretty much all you need is a resident ID and then a background check, which we understand can be as quick as an hour. So essentially, you can walk into a store and walk out within the hour and have a gun to your name. And actually, if you go to a private dealer, you don't even have to go into that much depth. You can actually manage to purchase guns here without any of those background checks at all. But in his case, we know that, yes, gun dealers have come forward and confirmed that he did legally, above board, purchase weapons from them.
So as a journalistic exercise, I understand you put Nevada's gun laws to the test by trying to buy a gun yourself. Tell us about that.
We did. So everyone here kept telling us how easy it was to buy a gun. So we went to Walmart, which is essentially a cross between Big W and Coles, I guess. They sell everything from groceries to underwear to rifles, would you believe it? So we went in there to try and buy a gun. They were very kind. They showed me lots of different rifles, including pink ones, including pink and purple speckled ones and others that were sort of very heavy and beautiful with wood and metal. But ultimately, we weren't able to purchase one because I do not live here in Nevada, so I don't have a residential address. But if I did, it would have been super easy. But I certainly was able to purchase ammunition and bullets. But the gun itself, because I'm a non-resident, I couldn't. But it was fascinating how easy it was, how blasé they are about it all. The rifle section of the department store itself was actually next door to the kids' sporting equipment. So there were sort of kids' rollerblades and a little mini basketball hoop right next to the rifle section. So all a very odd experience.